Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled Ellington, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, thanks, greetings, and blessings to you all tonight. This you listen to the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Deacon Bell. Just like to welcome you all for being here tonight. Sorry I missed last week, Saints. A little bit under the weather, didn't make it, but we're here this week. I want to give you a chance to call in tonight and give you share your healing and deliverance testimonies from Tabernacles, either before or in after. You know, so you can give glory to the Most High Yah because He is our healer. He delivers His people, He heals His people, and He's still alive today. Unlike what the religious world is telling us in this day and age, we have a lot of we have a lot of ministry going on by the spirit of Antichrist at this time. And I'm sure a lot of you saints see it, feel that presence. We are amongst the heathen. You even have to deal with it even within your own self at times. But our Yah is greater. But I'm gonna cover a couple of scriptures here tonight. Give me 1 second, please. I'll allow the caller queue to fill up if anybody's gonna call in. I do got some scriptures I'm gonna go over for a little bit. And if there's no one that wants to share a testimony, after I get done with these scriptures, we'll just call it. That's all determined by you saints. But anyway, I did enjoy meeting those of you that I've never met before at Tabernacles and those of you that I have known. I do was grateful to hug your necks and be with you all, fellowshipping, growing in grace, and just experiencing the Most High. And we learned a lot of good things, and I hope we carry them forth into this dead season that we call it. But that's the time to plant and build and strengthen, search our hearts as we wait for the Passover to come, which will be here before we know it. As you all know, the time is moving in this time. It seems like if you blink your eyes, a month has passed. Blink them again, a whole 2 years has passed. Hopefully when we blink our eyes, soon the new tabernacle will be built. But you know, everything is, we're gonna make it through no matter what. And we're going to endure to the end with the Most High. Hallelujah. How am I coming in, by the way? It's my first time using this setup. But give me tens, ones. 1 to 10 being good or bad, let me know. Hopefully it's coming in good. Can you all hear me good? I see 10 from Sakina. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Anybody else? Okay, I see some 10s there from Brother Ugly, Stephen Winder, Dwayne, and Sister Jane. All right, hallelujah. Praise y'all. Brother Ugly, let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. as I mentioned before, about the Antichrist spirit, I was talking to a person at work today. Now, I've talked to this individual at different times. And other people with the same type of spirit, too. Now, this person, they don't deny that Most High Yah is healing. But they believe along the lines that it ended with the last apostle. Some of you may have heard Some of you probably haven't. But either way, that's some of the teachings I used to hear in the Baptist church when I was in it. You know, and this individual has claimed to have been around quite a few places, grew up in Pentecostal churches or been to them, and where they've had women preachers and people died of cancer after they were proclaimed to have been healed and that kind of thing, you know. But, you know, I don't know about all that. I try to say to her, I just, you know, I know here straightway, I know we believe in laying on the hands, you know, like, as according to the scripture, like Jesus and the apostles did, same way we do with baptism, you know, people get healed, you know, and it's not just a blind thing, because pastors had some people go back and go and get doctor's verification, you know, that way they got proof and, you know, it's proof and everything to see the evidence of the Most High's healing power and working in any individual that may have any doubt about it. Not that we cater to the doubt or promote doubt. You know, we just want folks to, you know, that way they got a sure testimony, solid testimony. Because, you know, some people say, if you don't do that, well, there's no proof to your healing. You know, we don't believe that. You know, but if I was dying for Crohn's, like we had a man that lives up the road here, was came home from the hospital, he was dying of his Crohn's disease. You know, Pastor, I think it was Pastor Odebeck, I guess they cast the devil out of, and, you know, the man was healed. And he hadn't had it back since, as far as I know. You know, he was given up on by the hospitals. I'm sure his doctor probably is surprised every time he sees him now. But you know, but nevertheless, you know, we're not going to deny whether we have doctor's verification or not. You should know. You'll know within yourself if you've been healed, if you've been sick or something like that, or delivered from the thing that's trying to kill your body. Not that we trust in the flesh, but, you know, there's no need checking out before it's your time. Hebrews 13:8, it reads, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And so he's not changing, saints. He's not given to change. He healed yesterday. He's healing today. He'll be healing forever. You know, but just going to, he's consistent. The Most High is. And Jesus is. You know, he's consistent. Now let's go to Malachi 3:6. No, he changes not. Malachi 3:6, it reads, For I am Yahweh, I change not, therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. You know, so if he's healing when the apostles were around, when Jesus came on the scene healing when the apostles were around, why would he not be healing today? Or like when, what was it, Elijah and Elisha, he healed to those prophets. You know, back, you know, way back with our ancient people, he healed. So, and with his people, the Most High has always showed himself to be alive. You know, because in this Christian religion, I guess you can even take it with the Muslims and the other people that had these other religions out there. I mean, their mighty one can't do anything for them. I think I've talked about this before. A young man I know that worships Poseidon. You know, this young man suffers from depression. And another man that worships another deity. I'm not going to sit here and name all these mighty ones. But, you know, the one man suffers from depression, and I even asked him, can your mighty one deliver you from that? You know, mine, Jesus Christ, the Most High, Yah, we cast those spirits out of people, and our people are healed. They don't have depression. And they're not full of that heaviness. But, you know, that's what people get when they trust in these false deities. But, you know, our Yah is alive, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to see him showing his mighty hand amongst his people, you know, during the feast. You know, he hadn't forsaken Israel. Let's look at Deuteronomy 14:2. It reads, you got that, Brother Edward, Deuteronomy 14:2? Give me a second to get it. Oh, let me give y'all the call-in number. The guest call-in number is 310-982-4226. If you want to call in, you have to press 1 to enter into the caller queue, and I'll take your call. Right now, from what I'm seeing, I don't see the symbol, so nobody's got their hand up or whatever that symbol is. Oh yeah, Deuteronomy 14:2. You got that, brother? You know, for thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. And Yahweh hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. And that's you, Israel. We're peculiar people unto him. You know, that's his testimony. That's his word. You know, because he loves us. You know, because not because we're great people or mighty people, but because we're few. He chose us. And then he made that covenant with Abraham, our father. Covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then with us out in the wilderness, Exodus 20. But let's go to Revelation 12, 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. But let's believe the Most High's testimony of us. And remember what Pastor was saying yesterday during the Sabbath service. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. We're going to read a couple of them scriptures that Pastor quoted to us yesterday. Let me pull it up here. 2 Corinthians 4, starting at verse 5. And it reads, "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Master, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For Yah, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Yah in the face of Jesus Christ." That's what I want to get to. Verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of Yah and not of us." And in verse 7, you know, this treasure is in this earthen vessel. That's the verse I wanted to get to, not the rest of it, but verse 7. You know, this treasure is in earthen vessels. You know, because you are, Christ is in you, brothers and sisters. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And don't forget, now we are the children of Yah. And healing is the children's bread. I put that in my notes somewhere. Where did I put that? The healing is the children's bread. And so the people who deny this healing or can't believe for it, you know, they're so full of much unbelief. You know, those spirits are able to minister to their minds and keep them, you know, make them waver, keep them in doubt. They don't, you know, or they just doubt the power of Yah. All I'm going to say is, you know, I'm grateful that all y'all heals. Because I remember having asthma, growing up with it as a boy. You know, laying on the couch, not being able to breathe, you know, didn't, at the time, didn't know it was fear, of course, you know, heathen. My mother was Christian, but, you know, she wasn't taught anything about demons or nothing like that, as far as I know. But anyway, I remember one time I was on the couch, you know, waiting for my dad to get home. My mom was going to have him take me to the hospital. And I was laying there. I think I fell asleep. And my dad came in the house, and she talked to him, and he came over to me. I remember him telling me this testimony. He thought I was dead, you know, because, you know, he said, I couldn't even hear you breathing. But, I mean, I don't know what was going on. I was just asleep, so I don't know. But, you know, but still, all those things kind of helped promote that fear, even, you know, within myself, giving it, you know, they gave place to fear because they're afraid I'm going to die and things like that. But if they just would have known about the delivering and healing power of Jesus Christ, that demon could have been cast out of me, and I wouldn't have suffered through that until I met Pastor and got delivered. You know, hallelujah. But I'm grateful that now that I can breathe and I can breathe good. Hallelujah. That song says that everything that had breath praise Yahweh. And I'm glad that I got the breath to be able to praise. And I've even shared this testimony with people, you know, that I've worked with and known. But, you know, it don't mean nothing to them, I guess, because they're not the children. So when they see us getting our bread, our healing, our deliverance, salvation, everything that we need from Yah that sustains us spiritually, you know, he's fixing that, he's feeding that inner man. You know, that he's taking care of that, the Son of Yah that is within us, you know, because we are the sons of Yah. But first, let's go over to Revelation 12, 11 real quick. Where did my other scripture go? Where did I put that one? 1 second. I'll put it in there. All right, Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So what is your testimony, brothers and sisters? Are you overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, or are you being overcome with your lack of a testimony? You know, I mentioned the heathens out there and these people who don't believe in healing and things like that, but let's get to us. How, you know, where are we at with our belief, with our testimony? I know some of you may have never been delivered or never been prayed for, had hands laid on you to be healed or anything like that. But I can tell you, don't be afraid. Just come to y'all. Let him make himself known to you, even in that regard. Let him minister to you that way. But I got a scripture I want you to post. I got to find it. I thought I'd put it in here. And I don't see it. Until I come back to that one. All right, let's go to Acts chapter 14, verse 3. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. I'll wait for you to post it, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. All right. Let me get this up because I want to read a few more scriptures in that. Acts chapter 14, verse 3. Let's talk about the apostles now in the early assembly. Let's get down here to verse 3. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Master, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Now you think about that, saints. During this feast day, during this tabernacles, was that not done here? People getting healed, getting delivered, eyes getting opened. Honestly, if you heard that story, the testimony of my brother Daniel's son, legend. The little boy broke his glasses, if I remember it correctly. He broke his glasses that morning. And then he ended up getting in the prayer line, getting prayed for. You know, he got hands laid on him. And he had one eye that was kind of, like, sleepy, they said. If I remember, his eye kind of went in towards his nose. I don't even believe he got prayer. I don't believe it was even for that, if I'm not mistaken, what his mother said. They can call in and correct me if I'm wrong. But afterwards, legend, his eye was healed. He could see just fine. I think Pastor talked about it on his blog talk, too. He could see just fine. And I think he even had to lead his family back to the tent that night because they didn't have a flashlight. And, then, you know, they couldn't see. You know, and other people's eyes, stigmatisms and things were getting healed. And, I mean, it was just a beautiful thing to see the Father at work, you know, during all this feast time. You know, and then we should always be a grateful people that the Father has not forsaken us. And he's established that testimony amongst us. Let's go to Mark 16, 15 through 18. Yeah, Mark 16, 15 through 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now this is what Jesus prophesied and said what would happen with those that believe. But what if you don't believe? Then these signs won't follow. It's not that we're seeking after these signs, but they're a manifest token that, hey, that when Brother Ugly, who's a believer, Sister Melissa, Brother Mike, Sister Sakina, Brother Dwayne, Brother Steve, and Sister Wenda, you know, your names I'm reading in the chat room, that when you do these things, these signs are going to follow. you know, we saw these things in the tabernacle during the feast, and we see this all the time, even without the feast days. The Most High is active amongst His people. But over in Acts 14:3, you know, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands, those signs are following those that believe. He's working amongst His people. And let's go to Revelation 19:10. Aren't you thankful, saints, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? Hallelujah. And I'm grateful that He's not dead. He's not just sitting on the throne waiting for us to die. You know, us living off that testimony we had. Well, you know, 20 years ago, the Lord saved me. And he ain't done nothing for me since. I'm just waiting on my time till I get to go into glory to be with Him. He's such a good God. I wish He'd heal me of my cancer and my rheumatoid arthritis. You know, I know people like this that I even work with who are, you know, missionary Baptists and Church of Christ and Catholics and all kinds of folks. You know, even people I don't even work with now, in the past, I've known who've had these devils in them that they need to get cast out of them, but, you know, you can't teach that in Satan's church, you know, the Christian church. And I like that video Brother Kabir did with the devil shaking hands with the preacher. And that last video he did, I forgot the title of it now. But, yeah, brother, I like what you just posted in there. And if the signs don't follow someone, then they don't believe no matter what they say. And that's right. That's right. They don't believe. Revelation 19:10. And I fell at His feet to worship Him. And He said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship Yah, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And what did Jesus prophesy? One of the things He prophesied, Mark 16:17. Well, I'll start with 16 again. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Oh, well, you know, that speaking in tongues is gibberish. You know, can't do that. And nope, you know, nobody has devils. You know, because we live in America here. And, you know, just because I got arthritis don't mean I got devils. Or if I got asthma, don't mean I'm full of fear. Oh, my, you know, just you name it. There's an excuse to go to the doctor but not believe Yah. But hallelujah. I'm grateful that we believe. Let's go to Mark 16:20. You know, Jesus prophesied we do these things. And then end with the last apostle. You know, that's part of the testimony, though. So your testimony, saints. You know, can you testify that you got the greater one in you? And He's alive? Not dead? Not asleep? You know, He ain't out pursuing? And are you confident that when you lay hands on someone, they'll be healed? Or confident in doing deliverance with a brother or sister that needs it? If you're not, you should be. Let's get built up in the faith. The way the word is preached here, the power is demonstrated. You know, we need to keep growing stronger, saints. Not getting weaker. Not being full of fear. Let's just do this. Let's get the mission done. You know, remember when our pastor first started bringing this forth to us, and he wanted to teach. He started to teach us deliverance because he didn't want to be wore out. It's like, well, why should I do it all when, you know, the rest of us be sitting around watching him? You know, pastor wore out. Pastors wore out from casting out every devil and every saint. And, you know, the rest of us are feeling good. You know, we got deliverance, but he's wore out and beat down because everything's drained out of him. So why not us? He can teach us to be able ministers as well. Look at the priesthood. You know, you had the high priest and you had all the other Levites, the priesthood that had their different courses and orders. So there's plenty of work to be done, and there's definitely plenty of devils to cast out. Oh, I like that too, Brother Eric. Brother Eric just did a great teaching on speaking in tongues, using the Old Testament to prove that it is a heavenly and angelic language, not just a foreign human language. You know, a gift of tongues, a heavenly language. And those of you that don't have the baptism, you ought to be seeking Yah to get. And don't be afraid. Hey, put a link to that video. Oh, never mind, you got it. Yeah. Hallelujah. Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the master working with them and confirming the word with signs following. You know, that's what we had here. I hope some of you have seen Pastor Corey, the video Pastor Corey put up about the healings, the testimonies. You know, that's just part of the confirmation of the word. Let me read one more. One sec. What's my other page? And don't forget, saints, we are sons of Yah. Over in 1 John 3:1, just a reminder, that was a scripture I was looking for, I didn't see it on my page here. And it reads, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yah. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." You know, so we're the sons of Yah, and the Father gives us that children's bread. You know, he feeds us, takes care of us. And like I said, that part of that bread is our healing, our deliverance. He's not forsaking us. Oh, what was the scripture I said? Oh, yeah, okay. Acts. Wait a minute. Got my pages mixed up here. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, let's go to Acts chapter 4. 29 through 33. Something that the early assembly did. Got that, Brother Edwin? Acts chapter 4:29 through 33. And saints, don't marvel when the world thinks you're strange. You know, they don't know Yah. So they're going to think it's strange when you tell them, hey, you know, I got healed of this, delivered of that, you know. It's going to be a strange thing to them. They're like, they're just going to look at you cross-eyed and puzzled. What are you talking about? Well, you know, if you knew Yah, you'd understand. But if you don't know Yah, you don't understand. And you can't give them understanding because they, you know, it's just not given to them. Unless they have ears to hear, and the Father can open up their ears, and you can share it with them. "And now, Master, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of Yah with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any one of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Master Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. You know, and what was the Father doing then? He healing and delivering his people. Let's go to Let's go to Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Master, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, But you, shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You know, and we're his witnesses, saints. And how many of us can witness today? You know, we see the Holy Spirit, and we can witness of his healing and his delivering power. And again, I'll read this, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he filled them back then with the Ruach. He's filled some of us. Some of us are waiting to be filled, and you will be filled. He's healed our bodies. He's delivered us from demons. So he's not. So he has a witness in this earth. And that witness is within our own earthen vessels that we walk in, saints. Let's go to Isaiah 53:1. And after that, we'll go to the phone line. Whoever's open, whoever's got a testimony, don't forget to hit 1 in the caller queue, and I'll take your call. If you got a testimony, if you have a testimony about the Most High healing your body, you might not. I know we don't take a lot of calls from the brother segment. Isaiah 53:1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? We'll read the definition here, report, in the Hebrews 80:52, from 80:74. Something heard, that is, an announcement, a bruit, whatever that word is, doctrine, fame, mention, news, report, rumor, tidings. And 80:74 reads, to stun or intransitively grow numb, that is, devastate or figuratively stupefy, both usually in the passive sense, make amazed, be astonished, astonishment, be bring into, lay, lie, make, desolate, be destitute, destroy, lay, lie, waste, wonder. You know, so who's heard? Something heard that is an announcement. Who's believed the Most High's report that he heals? The fame of it, the mention news of it, the report, the rumors, the tidings of him healing his people. Do you believe all this, saints? You believe the testimonies you've heard from Straightway on the YouTube pages? Oh, brother, that definition came out of the Strong's. So that's the only one I got on my computer at this time because I had some issues with it. But have you believed the tidings, the rumors, the reports that have come out of Straightway, saints? Those of you that spawn on Liberty, do you believe the report of the Most High Yah? He's healing his people, filling them with the Ruach, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, which you deny, casting devils out of his people, which most of you unbelievers are very full of, topped off to the hilt with. But Yah is alive here. And I just personally say, I believe the report. But let's take a testimony or two. Let's see. Call the crew. I think that's a symbol there. Area code 765. Area code 765. I'm trying to get you in. I see a little blue symbol there. If you got a testimony, let's hear it.
Shalom, Deacon.
Shalom. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brother Samuel.
Hallelujah, Brother Samuel. Bless you, my brother. Good to hear from you. What's your testimony,
yes,
my
sir,
brother? Is the Most High alive in you? Has he been alive for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He definitely has. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right.
I got free from a lot of sins that I had from childhood, a lot of rejection and pride and stuff. I could feel it immediately. It was actually a spirit, that the vibrant spirit you and I have talked about before. It was actually in my spine. And a couple brothers helped that get out, and I even noticed just, you know, less stiffness in my back ever since Tabernacle. So I got healed from that, and then Yah also used me to lay hands on some other brothers and do deliverance on a lot of brothers, and it was just, I was in tune with the Spirit a lot more than I ever had been in my life, and it was just a beautiful time fellowship, and not only with Yah's Spirit, but also with people. So that was my testimony, that Yah healed me and stuff that I've been dealing with since I was a young child.
Hallelujah, Brother Samuel. That's great, man. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Hallelujah, brother. Keep walking in that newness of life and that freedom that you receive, bro.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Let me blow the trumpet, man. Hold on. Let me figure this out. Hold on.
Hallelujah.
All right, Brother Samuel. That all you got?
Yes, sir. Bless you, Deacon.
All right, bless you, my brother. Let me see if I can know how to mute you here. Like that. Hallelujah. Anybody else got testimonies? I don't see nothing else in the caller queue at the moment. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to get in before I give you a little bit of time? Ain't that many callers in the queue, though. So, but anyway, hallelujah. But that's just another evidence that the Most High is still alive in the assembly, moving amongst his people. Hallelujah. I don't mean no harm. That's what I desire. I want my body healed. My mind sound. Even my flesh sound. Hallelujah. Another scripture here. This is the other page. All right. Go to Psalms 119:88. Anybody else got a testimony? I really wish I'd have been on here last week, Saints. We're a little more closer to the feast day, but it's all good. We know that y'all still alive. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. We got another testimony here. Somebody in the chat. Okay. 647. 647. Area code 647. You're live on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast.
Hey, Shalom, Deacon Doug Bell. Bless.
That's your brother Ugly? That's you?
That's me.
Okay, hallelujah.
I thought I'd pop in quick since there weren't too many other callers here. Worthy. He deserves the glory. So I just want to call in and say I got some serious deliverance during the feast. Of course, we heard prophecy. We saw the speaking of tongues. Be with a stir Most High. We witnessed healing. We witnessed it's all over the place, people being set free. But I myself, I was suffering from a few symptoms in the natural. And after talking to some sound brothers, I thought I was suffering from a couple of spirits, and then they revealed to me that there were other spirits at work in me, and I had no idea. Like, I was sitting there going, spirit, I'll just give you, give you.
Hey, brother, are you breaking up?
I'm sorry, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Try moving around just a little bit.
Yeah, right. I'm just fine, so I'm not sure why it's messing up.
No, hallelujah. All right, go ahead, man.
Anyway, I'll keep it short then. Anyway, I got serious deliverance, spirits I didn't even suspect were working in me, and I heard and I felt about pounds lighter when it was done, and just see all the healing and deliverance that went forth. So, Yah is worthy. And
hallelujah.
Driving saints. Shalom, Deacon. Bless you.
Bless you, Brother Ugly. That's beautiful, man. Hey, Most High, he's still good. Hallelujah. All right. Let me mute you here, Brother Ugly. Wait a minute. There we go. Hallelujah. David wrote of the Most High in Psalms 119:88, you know, one of his, he said, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. And he also wrote, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. And like I say, you think about what the Most High is doing amongst his people, saints. You know, it caused my heart to rejoice. And that's part of our heritage, too. As children of Yah, as Israel, you know, we serve the mighty Yahweh Elohim. Elohim is mighty, the Most High Yah. And through Jesus Christ, he's always the healing and delivering his people, making himself available, making himself known. You know, we're still growing in his grace, growing in his power, too, you know, as we go. Like Pastor even told us, you know, we need to be building up ourselves in our most holy faith. You know, we spending time on our knees, you know, speaking in our heavenly language, building up that tongue, getting that relationship closer to the Most High, yeah, so he can increase his power in us. All right, hallelujah. Anybody else got another testimony? If not, so another one. Psalms 119:129 reads, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. See, look at why would David have such a beautiful testimony about the Most High? You know, the things that he testified of. Because he loved Yah. And he knew Yah loved him. He experienced his mercy, the Father's grace, the salvation. You know, and people want to criticize David, but yet the Father, you know, unlike anyone else, it said David was a man after his own heart. You know, because David had many wives. You know, he killed, what's his name? Uriah. You know, that's one that people always bring up about the adultery in Uriah, but they never bring up the numbering of the people. You know, but nobody, none of us can say the Father has said that of us like he said of David. Yeah, we're men after his own heart. Of course, we like to strive to be like that, which is a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. And don't forget what Pastor said yesterday as well, too, about the Garden of Eden. Those of you that have received the Ruach and have Yeshua in you, you know, that garden is within you, the place of communing. Now, let's go to Jeremiah 31:32-33. Set in the chat, please, Brother Edward. And yes, Sister Shekinah, we are the temple of Yah. That's right. And what's in that temple? What's the testimony of your temple? You know, I could ask for about the, I could have put the definition of testimony in there, but how about a real rock solid testimony, your testimony? That's why I read the scripture about, the scripture is about testimonies. And not so much having the Greek definition or the Hebrew definition. What's the definition within you of the testimony? What are you testifying of truly with your walk, with your life? Yeah, witness. Hallelujah. All right. Not according to Jeremiah 31:32. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them. I think I'm missing the scripture. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yahweh, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Yah, and they shall be my people. They got cut off of scripture, brother. It should have been 31 in there, too. To make a new covenant with the house of Israel. But the law is written in our hearts and in our minds now. You know, that ark that was an exterior thing is now the interior thing. It's all about being the Most High, dwelling with His people. And He's within us now. Just to make sure we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You don't want Him taken away from you. What David cried, take not that Holy Spirit from me. You cast me not away from thy presence. You know, so let's not grieve the Holy Spirit. Let's go to Hebrews 10 verses 15 through 17. You got that, brother? Hebrews 10, verses 15 through 17. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that He said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahweh, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hallelujah. Most High Yah is good to us, saints. With this new covenant, forgiving our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities. Remember before, we didn't get the forgiveness of sins. We just got covered from year to year. We could keep bringing the bullocks, the gold, the silver to the priest. You know, it covers from year to year, but we did not. We could not obtain freedom from those sins, forgiveness of sins, till the blood of Jesus came, till Yeshua came. Oh, okay. I got a testimony here. Let's see. Some Sister Melissa. I touch and agree. I received deliverance and a witness also. Sister Melissa, hallelujah. You should have called in, sister. If you can't, that's all right, though. We got you. Hallelujah. Like Pastor says, deliverance always works. Just keep walking it out, my sister. Bless you. Hallelujah. All right, saints. If you don't have any more calls or testimonies, I'm gonna end the show. I really just wanted you to be able to call and give your testimonies of healing and deliverance, just to help strengthen our brothers and sisters out there. And help convince any of the gainsayers or unbelievers out there that maybe something you might say might help strengthen someone else or encourage someone else to press further into the Most High in the area where they've never trusted or believed them in. You know, because there's many people that still, even to this day, deny the Most High in that area. Hold on, we got another testimony coming in. I say area code 615. That's the dining hall. Let's see who it is. Oh, let me get there. Shalom.
Shalom, Deacon Bell. It's Granny Barb.
Hey, Granny Barb. Bless you. What's your testimony?
Bless you, sir. Oh, sir, I just want to testify that really thank Jesus Christ for saving my soul out of a Presbyterian church. I used to be a Presbyterian member, went to three different Presbyterian churches in my career with Presbyterians, and the second to last one that I was at, they actually had a deliverance ministry. And I, at that time, I had been doing my own research, realized, man, I need deliverance. I've got spirits in me. So they had just opened a $1 million facility for deliverance. So I said, wow, this is great. I really need to get deliverance. So I went there, and they kind of took you through. They talked to you like we do, you know, talk to you about what spirits you have. But what was strange with them is they'd write stuff down in a journal when I was going through the deliverance, which I didn't know that kind of, you know, I didn't know that wasn't what you normally would do. But anyway, to make a long story short, I realized as I got out of that ministry and I met Pastor Dow and I looked back at what they had done with me, I'd actually gone through and become a deliverance minister, and I'd gone through a whole year of training with them, and I was working in this facility with them. But we moved. And so when I met Pastor, I said, Pastor, you know, I've been a deliverance minister and I, you know, have all this knowledge that they've taught me. I said, what should I do with that? He said, Sister, if I were you, I would just forget about it. Just get rid of that. So it was about maybe 4 or 5 years later that we actually then went into deliverance. We weren't doing deliverance at that time. And as I look back, I can see the wisdom with Pastor. He was getting us to know the scriptures and getting a real good foundation in the Bible before we launched into deliverance, before we took the whole congregation into deliverance. What they were doing at this Presbyterian church is they were actually casting out spirits, but those spirits were coming back into people. And I have my thoughts as to what they actually were doing. I think that it was a hidden bunch of people that were actually infiltrated the church. It was a woman minister that was leading that deliverance section. And when I look back at them, I pulled them up recently. Their whole deliverance ministry is gone. So I think the Father brought a judgment on them, you know, later on in life. But just to tell you that I actually have been in a false deliverance ministry through the Presbyterian Church. And now with this ministry, it's really beautiful. This last feast that we just went through, I was a part of some of the deliverance teams that went on, and it was beautiful to see people getting set free of blood issues and then demons that were connected with those blood issues, and those spirits went out. And was part of the brothers' group prayer that they called up. Some of the sisters went up for that. One of the brothers was being healed of cancer, and I've heard the report on him that he's really gotten some very good deliverance from that. So it's just a beautiful thing, Deacon. Just wanted to call in and give a testimony that we are truly in a verifiable, wonderful deliverance ministry with the healing also going forward, and it is actual factual. See, having been part of a ministry that was not actual and factual, I can testify to the validation that we are doing the work of Christ.
Hallelujah, Sister Barb. That's true. Y'all good. You know, it's amazing. Yeah, a deliverance ministry like that, they don't follow the principle that Jesus set forth when he said, go and sin no more. And when he cast devils on all the people, but these people are delivering you, then setting you up to get devils put right back in. Thank you for calling, Sister Barb. Bless you. I forgot to blow the trumpet. Hold on. It ain't working. Hallelujah. I got an anonymous question here. Hold on a second. You know, we talk about testimonies. They ask, how important is the man of Yah's testimony of us? That's a good question. How important is the man of Yah's testimony of us, saints? Does Pastor Dow have to go before the Most High, Yah, about us with grief? Or he's praying to the Most High, asking to give an account of us? You know, what's he saying? Is he grieved when he goes before the Most High? Or is he cheerful and joyful when he talks to the Most High about us? About you, about me? Good question. But I say the man of Yah's testimony, his witness of us, you know, it's very important. It should be a good, hands down, should be a good report. If Pastor tells somebody stay away from you, don't be around you. That's a bad thing. But hallelujah. Well, don't see anybody else in the call of you, saints. I do bless y'all. Thank y'all for being here tonight. Sharing your testimonies, those of you that called in. I say continue to grow in the grace of Yah, continue to get deliverance, keep seeking to receive the Holy Spirit, and just stay connected, saints, with the ministry. You know, following on YouTube, watching the videos, you know, fellowship with each other, you know, encouraging each other, and strengthening your brother in this, as we head into the dead season. Just be a strength and a light to your brothers and sisters. And let's make sure we maintain the warfare prayers, breaking curses and sending them back. You know, because the enemy hasn't gone to sleep, saints. He's still active. And I just had a thought, something from earlier. I was talking about the people that are without, pretty much. you know, they're always going to be out there. They're going to always try to challenge your faith in some kind of way. But just continue to be steadfast and unmovable. Let your light shine. And let it convict them. As long as you're walking righteous and not dirty. And like Pastor's quoted before, all the black sheep are comfortable when the white sheep are dirty gray. So let's make sure we keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Hallelujah. Well, I do bless y'all all. Thank you for being here tonight. It's a little bit different being on the air this way, taking the calls and stuff. But I do thank y'all for your calls, your testimonies. And y'all tune in for the next Shabbat service that we're going to have. Blog talk and all the things that we got coming up in the ministry. I guess we got Sister and Sister coming up next on fifth day, then Pastor's blog talk on Shabbat evening, and then we got Shabbat service. By the way, saints, I bless you and I love you all. Be encouraged. And don't forget, the King is coming.